get our paychecks in 5 months, but we have to budget it through 12 months.
Local government pushes for a delay in an environmental rule aimed for cruise ships. And a lifelong fisherwoman reels in this year's Derby winner. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with Jim Devereaux in Skagway, filling in for Margaret Friedenauer. Those headlines and more up next.
The Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday evening in regular session. Items on the agenda include a resolution to provide additional funding to the high school gym floor replacement project. The project was originally costing about $328,000, but the unanticipated discovery of asbestos in the existing floor increased the scope and cost of the project. The company working on the project estimated nearly $160,000 in additional funding is needed to complete the work. The funds would be taken from available grant funds to cover the costs. The Assembly will also discuss a resolution objecting to an Environmental Protection Agency's Emission Control Area Rule set to go into effect August 1st. The rule requires most ships within 200 miles offshore the U.S. coastline to use low sulfur fuels. Some exceptions exist for the western coast of Alaska, but the rule will affect cruise ships coming to Haines and Skagway and could increase ticket prices to passengers, affecting tourism. The state of Alaska recently filed suit against the EPA to block implementation of the rule, and the Skagway Assembly passed a resolution objecting to the rule. In his report, Borough Manager Mark Ernest announced he hired Darcy Kolbeck as the Borough Executive Assistant to the manager. Kolbeck has been working as a special projects consultant with the Borough. Ernest wrote also that the visa for the planning and zoning tech has been approved, and Tracy Chu will be starting in that position on October 1st. Mayor Stephanie Scott is introducing an ordinance to provide an option to include resolutions in the consent agenda. She writes that most resolutions are adopted with no one speaking about them during public comments. She said having the option of placing resolutions on a consent agenda will help shorten meetings. The ordinance would still allow assembly members and other interested parties to request removal of any item from the consent agenda so it could be open to public comment. The assembly meets Tuesday evening at 6:30 in assembly chambers. For a complete agenda and meeting packet, visit the Haynesboro website.
On July 19th, the Skagway Borough Assembly voted to pass a resolution encouraging the state of Alaska to pursue whatever means necessary to delay a new Environmental Protection Agency rule. The EPA's Emission Control Area Rule is set to go into effect August 1st and would mandate that all vessels sailing on the North American West Coast burn fuel with a lower sulfur content. The rule would require 1% sulfur fuel content along the North American West Coast and out to 200 miles offshore. By 2015, the rule would require 0.1% fuel sulfur content for the same area along the West Coast. On July 13th, the state of Alaska filed a lawsuit against several federal agencies to challenge the Emission Control Area Rule. That lawsuit aims to block the new regulations from expanding into Alaska, as it could drive up the costs of goods and services. As stated in the lawsuit, the cost of goods shipped to Alaska could rise up to 8%, and because of the higher cost of fuel, 15% fewer passengers are expected to travel to Alaska via cruise ship. The draft of Resolution 1214R brought before the Assembly read, quote, "The cruise industry is the major component of Skagway's and Southeast Alaska's economy for 5 months out of the year," end quote. But Assemblyman Dan Henry didn't think that language drove home how important the cruise travel revenue is to Skagway.
I don't think that states how important it is to our economy, because 5 months is less than half a year. I don't think they would appreciate in that whereas that effectively for a large portion of Southeast Alaska, they budget out their 12-month income off of this. It's not as though they make a 5-month income and then go out and spend it and then go do something else for the other 7-month income. We get our paychecks in 5 months, but we have to budget it through 12 months.
Henry said Skagway's 5-month cruise ship revenue translates to a 12-month income for more than 90% of Skagway residents. After discussion, assembly members amended the resolution by taking out the words "for 5 months out of the year" and changed the resolution to read, "The cruise industry is the major component of Skagway's and much of Southeast Alaska's economy annually." The resolution also called into question the EPA's testing methods in Alaska, as there have been none on record. The resolution passed unanimously with a 5-0 vote. Also, in the July 19th meeting, assembly members unanimously voted to pass an amendment to the tidelands lease, which allows the municipality of Skagway to take back undeveloped tidelands from White Pass and Yukon Route. The undeveloped land, which is partially underwater near the Skagway ore terminal, could be useful in the construction of the proposed gateway project and could be built up to include a dock. Assembly members will discuss the ADA lease in a special executive session meeting on Thursday. Special thanks to Jim Devereaux in Skagway for that report.
The 8th Annual Pat Moore Memorial Game Fish Derby saw 22 extra poles in the water this year, with 160 fishermen testing their skills on the Lynn Canal last weekend. The biggest king salmon honors went to Whitney Fairbanks of Forks, Washington, with a 19.25-pound catch. Fairbanks hooked the Chinook with a cut plug while fishing with her uncle Tim. A lifelong fisherman, Fairbanks was well prepared for the fight that was destined to earn her the top prize.
I think it took a couple minutes. It put up a little bit of a fight, not too much, and got it in. And as I netted it, I broke the leader, which I tend to do a lot. So it was a good fish.
Other honors during the tournament went to Karen Boyce for the most overall pounds at 42. And in youth categories, the largest fish for boys went to Parker Olson at 18.25 pounds. And Haley Jensen led the girls with 13 pounds. It takes only one cast to catch the big one, but it takes an entire cast of hardworking people to make something like the Derby a success. Rachel Ford, the executive director of the Tyah Inlet Watershed Council and event coordinator, attributes its ever-growing success to the volunteer staff and the generosity of local donors.
We had a lot of volunteers from all over the community that came and helped out with the Derby itself, and then the board was also pretty heavily involved in getting donations. And all the prizes are donated by local businesses, and everybody was really happy to donate. We have a pretty large list of donators, and so that's why our prizes are, we have a lot of prizes, and the number one prize is pretty big, and that's all thanks to local businesses.
The tournament was named for Moore in recognition of his years of sportsmanship and his personal commitment to the sustained fisheries in the Northern Lynn Canal.
For KHNS, this is Jim Devereaux in Skagway.
If an oil spill hits nearby Glacier Bay, there's a better chance of cleaning it up. The Southeast Alaska Petroleum Resource Organization has cached additional oil spill response equipment at the Gustavus Airport, not far from the mouth of the bay. Organization General Manager Dave Owings says it's funded by Princess Cruises, which sails into the bay.
They approached us probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago now, and asked what they could do to help increase the response capability in the Glacier Bay area.
The cache is a 20-foot container loaded with 2,000 feet of oil boom and related equipment. Owings says Princess donation is valued at just under $50,000. He says the container is designed to be lifted and carried in a helicopter net.
This was something that we did several years ago and demonstrated that it could work. And it's a very efficient and quick way to get equipment and if needed, people out to some of the remote places within the Glacier Bay National Park.
The new gear adds to other spill response equipment already staged in the area. That includes a response barge with a skimmer, a workboat, oil booms, and other supplies and equipment. Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve is on the north shore of Icy Strait, across the Chilkat Range, west of the Lynn Canal. The Petroleum Resource Organization, known as CPRO, has spill response supplies and equipment stored in most Southeast communities.
It's been a rainy, cool summer so far across Southeast Alaska. The National Weather Service said the trend will continue in the coming weeks, with some isolated days of sun expected, but the days may be few and far between. Brian Bezanek, lead meteorologist at the NOAA Weather Office in Juneau, said the cause is a ridge of high pressure sitting over the lower 48 states. Ridges of high pressure are air masses with less moisture and more heat. Bezanek said the high pressure ridge means a low pressure air mass, or a trough, here in southeast.
Because of the ridge location there, we end up with the low here. That's why we've had the persistent cooler temperatures and cloudier conditions along with the precipitation. Southeast is basically experiencing the same type of pattern. We have been wetter than normal here. We have been colder than normal here. Just like you, the low temperatures have been about the same, and the high temperatures have been a handful of degrees, anywhere from about 2 to 5 degrees below normal, making it a cool and wet winter summer.
Haines and Skagway broke or tied several records in recent weeks for rainfall and low maximum temperatures. So far, July has been wetter and cooler than normal also.
I am not seeing a nice break in the pattern. There might be some day-long breaks where the clouds go away and we get some warmth, but I do not see a blocking ridge or a ridge setting up that would give us an extended period of sunshine. We've just had, we haven't had the right weather pattern to give us a nice blocking ridge out over the eastern portion of the Gulf, which keeps southeast Alaska out of the precipitation pattern.
Bezenek said with the forecast now, it looks like residents across southeast should take advantage of the sunshine while it lasts.
I'm Tara Bicknell, filling in for Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Jim Devereaux in Skagway and Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau for their help with this report. Thanks for getting your local news on KHNS.